I identified myself as a citizen of Salina, but I'm speaking with you as a former city commissioner and as a state senator. As a city commissioner, I observe Vanessa Cowie to be a professional and dedicated animal shelter advocate. She performed her duties well, to the point that our animal shelter became a no-kill shelter. She helped us to navigate other issues like our dog park and pit bull ownership policy. Not only has Ms. Cowie shown herself to be a creative and thoughtful supervisor, she has shown that she is adept at securing substantial grant funds for the animal shelter. Her ability to raise money should be used to expand the reach of the shelter and not have an adverse effect on her budget. The Salina budget is a challenge to comprehend for any commissioner. It is hard to be a budget expert of all the agencies. I think one issue holding the animal shelter back is that it has been identified with the Parks and Recreation Department. In that department, the shelter is put into a position where it has to compete with soccer fields and ball diamonds when it is really there to provide a service to the community. I do not think that we should be in a position to decide whether we have first-rate soccer fields or a fully funded animal shelter. I think we can have both. I think the more appropriate department for the animal shelter to be included in is the Community and Development Services Department. Many of the questions that come up in that department might touch on issues that the animal shelter would need to address and therefore would be a nice fit in that department. Switching over to the state senator mode, last session in Topeka, I chose to attend a luncheon and educational opportunity sponsored by the Kansas Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. When I arrived, I found out that Ms. Cowie was providing the program for the legislators. Ms. Cowie was chosen for the presentation because her shelter is considered by the state society to be a model program that includes best practices that could be considered by shelters all over the state. I was sitting there thinking how proud I was to be associated with a city with an animal shelter that has a statewide reputation of excellence. Lastly, on a personal level, I adopted a cat in May from the animal shelter. I had a firsthand opportunity to see the dedication and love for animals shown by the employees and volunteers at the shelter. That kind of dedication happens when the leader lives those qualities. Ms. Cowie has worked wonders for our animal shelter. A person with her level of dedication, experience, and knowledge should be applauded, not punished. Thank you for granting an opportunity to address this issue.